Today's show is brought to you by Eating in a Recliner, the best way to create a crumb museum that future generations can enjoy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
I'm having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Today is Wednesday.
Wait, is today Wednesday?
Today is such a great day.
This is really great today.
What's so great about it?
What's so great about it?
What's so great about it?
That much closer to the weekend.
That's what's so great about it.
Well, better get back to work.
We work hard. We play hard.
Work hard, we play hard.
Yes, they work hard and they play hard.
Showtime, baby.
Yeah, that's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
Now, I asked the question, or at least I attempt to tell you all about how we're on the Alexa device and where all you can find the show. All right, because we, you know, if you're just watching, you know, the Facebook Live show segment that pops up in your feed, well, you may not know that you can just go to our Facebook page and keep scrolling through, and there's all the show segments. Because I had one guy in particular. He said, "Hey, you know, I got your show. It popped up in my news feed, but it was just the beginning of the show, and then that was it." And I said, no, you need to go to our Facebook page. Maybe I should put that in some sort of a graphic or something that we could pop up on the screen at the end of each segment. Go to our Facebook page and keep scrolling through to watch all of our show segments or listen, you know, wherever, like what I do here in the beginning of the show. So we do the live show weekday mornings on Radio 434. Then we take those show segments and we repack them into a full-length podcast that you can, you can listen to the show live and to our feature channel on the Alexa device. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, "Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill," and she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, "Alexa, play Radio 434. You just enable the skill one time. You can find our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You say, "Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast," and she will. And then you can, or you can just search wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even just go to our website, radio434.com, and you can click on the Mike Show channel, and there's a link to it. And then, like I mentioned with the Facebook, all of our show segments are also on the Facebook at the Mike Show VA. It's all one word, no spaces, the Mike Show VA. And then you can find, and that handle, by the way, is good for all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, X, MySpace, wherever, whatever, YouTube, all the places, the Mike Show VA. All right, coming up, Wednesday edition of the program. Of course, five random facts. Of course, we're going to do stupid criminals, get you real smart, get you real stupid. We've got good news, the news, and top list. Joanne Fabrics, sad news, is closing its stores. after all 600 stores after 82 years in business. We were talking about this. We were talking about emerging brands. We were talking about longevity of brands. We were talking about success versus failure in business. And I'm not going to compare myself to a Joann's Fabrics or anything, or a Sears. And I'm certainly not the most successful broadcaster in the industry. I've had moderate regional success, but you know, beyond that, you know, we did do the show from New York. Yes, New York City. Yes, New York City. We have never been on a New York City radio station, nor have we been on a Los Angeles radio station, even though this is one of our favorite. Where's the KHJ? There we go. This one. Yeah. Even though
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Absolutely. So we have not been on the biggest of markets, but we haven't just been on small markets either. But anyway, I digress. We were talking about the success and failure, and we cited Sears specifically. And now Sears is really, you know, they have like two stores. Before, they used to have tens of thousands of stores. A mall did not open without a Sears. That was a highly sought after product that malls would go after when they were considering opening up in a different market. And so, you know, the question that we asked was, do you consider Sears a failure after like 200 years of being in existence in the Sears catalog? There are literally houses that are up on Rivermont and in other places that were built out of the components that were sold in a Sears catalog. You ordered your house and they delivered it, and then you built your house from the materials that you bought from a Sears catalog. It's bonkers to think about that. But now if you think about Sears, you would think, well, they were a failure. No, they were not a failure. They, you know, all businesses are cyclical and they go through their ups and downs. What about Kmart? You know, the predecessor to the Walmart. Businesses cycle through, and the consumers are really the driver of that. And if you can keep and attract the consumer, and keep doing all the things that you need to do, and not be too far ahead of the game, then you know you'll have longevity. Well, I don't know what the entire deal is with Joann Fabrics, but we're going to talk about that. They've been struggling in a major way recently, and so we'll talk about that. Plus, our top list. I'm sorry. Top things Joann Fabrics customers can think about to feel better about their favorite store closing. That's all on the way. It's kind of a eulogy. All right, coming up, all those things and so much more, I guess. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Get $2 pints of Destination American Lager all this week at Three Roads in Ballad Brewing.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Hey, old-timer.
Huh? What?
A new study shows that elderly people who take regular walks cut their risk of suffering disability by 41% and increase their aerobic capacity by almost 20%. What do you think of that?
I didn't get that. What?
Walking. It's good for you.
You can forget that, Sonny. Walking makes me sweaty and stinkier than usual.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I forget where I am.
And that's why Conjure Time has built the all-new Ride-On Walker.
Did you call me Walter?
No, I said Walker.
You're doggone right, I'm a talker.
Never mind. With a Ride-On Walker, you don't have to risk getting sweaty underarms or having your heart rate rise as you go around the block getting healthy non-exercise.
Now you're talking, but I can't understand a word you're saying.
The ContraTime Ride-On Walker comes complete with a compartment to store extra Depends.
Eh?
Plus, it has a built-in GPS in case you get lost in your garage.
What if I get lost in my garage?
If you're old and pretty much shot like this old coot.
I heard that.
I thought you were deaf.
It comes and goes.
You need ContraTime's Ride-On Walker, the sensible way to avoid the exercise you weren't going to get anyway.
Yeah. The Mike Show. Hi. So why did we pick that commercial? Are we just assuming that all the customers from Joann Fabrics were elderly? Is that what we're alluding to? I don't know. Well, I mean, it did start 82 years ago in 1943 as the Cleveland Fabrics Shop in Cleveland, Ohio. That's Joann's Fabrics. But did you hear the sad news for America? Joann Fabrics is struggling, and they will close. I said they're going to end up closing. Yeah. They're throwing in the towel. They've been struggling in a major way recently. I would imagine that towel would be a premium 100% cotton towel, not just an old terry cloth. Shut up, Richard. Anyway, Joann declared its second bankruptcy earlier this year, and they tried to find a buyer to keep some of their 800 locations open, but it didn't work. So they've launched nationwide going out of business liquidation. It's unclear how long the remaining stores will be open, but if you want to go, make plans now, especially if you're too old to drive yourself. Stop it! Prompter people. Joann started 82 years ago, as mentioned. The company expanded and became Joann Fabrics in 1963. The company was started by three families of German immigrants. The Joann name was created by combining the names of the daughters from two of the families, Joan and Jacqueline Ann. So there you go. That's sad news. With that, fortunately, Joann Fabrics customers didn't have their miracle ears in. Stop it! Good Lord! Why are you writing this? To hear them. But once they do find out, hopefully we can help them cope with the crushing news of today's list. It's our top list today, or with our top list today. Top things Joann Fabrics customers can think about to feel better about their favorite store closing. See, we're spreading sunshine. Here we go. Number one, top things Joann Fabrics customers can think about to feel better about their favorite store closing. So far, Elon Musk hasn't made any cuts to Medicare. Metamucil now comes in berry flavor. Top things Joann Fabrics customers can think about to feel better about their favorite store closing. Kathy Bates Matlock is just as sharp as Andy Griffith's Matlock. Tonight's bingo night. Top things Joann Fabrics customers can think about to feel better about their favorite store closing. Your great-grandson always calls on Sundays. Malls in other places, not here. malls are, well, empty a lot, so you have no problem getting your laps in. Okay, I got one. Pickleball, pickleball, pickleball. Top things Joanne Fabrics customers can think about to feel better about their favorite store closing. Who knows? Maybe that empty store location will become a Buick dealership. So, good Lord. Why? Why did we have to do that? I'm old. I'm not that old, but I'm getting there. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, what the heck are we going to do? I have no idea. We have news and not headline news. That is that's all on the way. Stay tuned for that. It is the Mike Show.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Pope may step down due to health problems. And yes, the Vatican will replace him with Ryan Seacrest. Starbucks is cutting back on the number of their drinks, but they promise to keep misspelling your name on the cup. The Green Bay Packers have submitted a rule proposal to the NFL to prohibit the tush-push quarterback sneak commonly used by the Philadelphia Eagles. Kind of ironic a team called the Packers doesn't want butts to be pushed. And marijuana use among senior citizens is on the rise. In fact, now when many seniors complain about their joints, it's the ones other people in the retirement village are bogarting. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. I'm really delighted that you're here celebrating this Wednesday with me. Tower cam position number 4. We're looking at the river. We're actually zoomed in on the river right about now. If you want to check that out, it's at the Mike Show VA. The fountain's on. So it's going to be nice. I would assume that we will probably see some blooms. My younger daughter actually saw some blooms way at the top of the trees yesterday, because it got a little bit warmer. I ended up having to take Fuzzy, our decrepit dog, and Fuzzy's not doing well. He's not. I got no sleep last night, by the way. No sleep. Between Fuzzy the dog, who is just elderly and decrepit, and he's literally just falling apart. Poor buddy. He really is. And then Tab was she was out. I mean, like dead to the world sleeping, and no, she didn't even make that sound. So when Fuzzy actually makes an effort to get up and attempt to jump down off the bed, that usually means he's going to drop a plopper. I mean, and
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, and so I was up practically every hour last night. Why was I up every hour? Well, let's see. Because Jerry the cat, we talked about this yesterday. Jerry wants fed.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yeah. Every single stinking hour now, practically, Jerry was is waking me up. And I'll feed him a little something. He can't eat too much dry food because it it makes him sick. And so, you know, what was it? Yesterday we had all the we had ploppers everywhere from the cat that I'm going around discovering. It was the great Jerry the Cat turd hunt yesterday. But Jerry, I fed him a little bit before we went to bed. It was about 9:30-ish. And by midnight, Jerry was back upstairs with shenanigans. And I'm like, dude. And there's no, I can't lock him out of our bedroom because he will make so much noise and commotion that he'll wake up the kids. He'll meow and he'll run around and he'll do stuff just to get your attention. He has this thing that he does with his tail. Tab has all these. I said Tab. Tab has all these like necklaces and jewelry and stuff. Just, you know, like not fancy jewelry, not expensive, not like the expensive necklace that I bought her that she never wears. But she's got this costume jewelry and she's got it hanging on a hook, and it's low enough that he will brush his tail up against it, and it'll make this racket just to wake me up. I love the kitty. I love him, but man, oh man, he's just pushing it, man. He's pushing it. And I did a call to action yesterday. I asked you guys, got to be my therapists here and tell me in all realism, what experience do you have with your cats, with your pets? What advice can you offer here? Just short of put him in the basement. There's no putting him in the basement. Okay, it's our house is the way it is, and there's no putting him in the basement. And I can't. But I did lock him out of our room. I got frustrated after the third time. He woke me up at like 2 a.m, and then Fuzzy did his thing, so I needed to take him out. So I took him out at like 2:30, and then Jerry is back up in my face doing his thing and keeping me awake. I got no sleep. Okay, but give me some advice, because I did end up closing the door. I don't think I don't even think he came back upstairs. I literally picked him up, carried him downstairs, put him on the couch, and went back upstairs and closed the bedroom door. I don't think he had the energy to follow me. I just think he was like, all right, fine, you're serious. Maybe that's what I need to do, but still, it required effort. I had to wake up. I had to pick up the cat. I had to carry him down the steps. It's a whole thing. But we digress. Let's talk about this. Is flirting with someone cheating? Is flirting with someone cheating?
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
A new poll of 2,000 adults found half of Americans would potentially dump you for flirting. 51% said they might end a relationship over what some would call harmless flirting, especially if it felt like the person tried to hide it. Ah, okay. 60% of chatting with an ex, 60% said, let's reread that. 60% said chatting with an ex is over the line too. And 23% said the same thing about finding out their partner had been watching porn.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, well, reading porn is apparently okay, though. 79% said erotica books, like 50 Shades of Grey, are fair game. 66% also wouldn't care if they found out you danced with someone else, assuming it wasn't a lap dance. And most said letting someone buy you a drink also isn't a big deal. Now, isn't that often followed by flirting, though? Isn't that a way of flirting? I don't know. I mean, if I'm sitting at the bar with my person, okay, and or worse yet, we're not together. If you're buying my person a drink, or if I'm buying somebody a drink, not just being nice, I mean, I buy people drinks all the time, but, you know, but, like, actually doing that to, you know, to further, you know, get to know someone, you know what I mean? Then that's pushing the line. I wouldn't be cool with that. All right, anyway. Coming up, we have, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by this. You can buy me this all day long, and Tab won't be bothered by it. Get me a Jersey Mike's sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Get $2 pints of Destination American Lager all this week at Three Roads in Ballad Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
"Wow,"
or they might just say,
"You idiot!"
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. At least 600 zombie movies. I said at least 600 zombie movies have been released since 1920, and more than half of them have come out in the 21st century. Number two, Tinder, OkCupid, Match.com, Hinge, Plenty of Fish, The League, Baby Boomer People Meet, and several more online dating services are all owned by the same company.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Number three. Louis C.K., Matt LeBlanc, and Joe Rogan were all in the same high school graduating class. Class of 1985 at Newton North High School in Newton, Massachusetts. And 12 years later, Office stars John Krasinski and B.J. Novak were both in the graduating class of 1997 at Newton South High School. Number four, employees at Ben & Jerry's get three free pints of ice cream every day. They also get a free gym membership.
I think I may need a kidney transplant. Maybe.
And then number five, in the Jetsons, George... In the cartoon, The Jetsons, George is 40 years old. Jane is 33. Their daughter, Judy, is 16. That means George was either 23 or 24, and Jane was 16 or 17 when they conceived Judy. I know it's a cartoon. I know it's fiction, but there you go. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts. Yep. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's their United Way 5K on the Runway. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris joins us from the United Way. Not every Wednesday, but, you know, some.
Just about every other.
Yeah, every other. And Chris brings us a guest from the, not only the nonprofit world, but a partner agency, in most cases, of the United Way of Central Virginia. And today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Exactly. Yes, we have 24 partner agencies, and today our partner agency that's here in the studio with us is going to be Ash Gorman from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Virginia.
Looking svelte, looking athletic, yes. not husky, not marshmallowish, not sumo wrestlerish. You're looking good, man.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, we're always delighted when you make an appearance. It's kind of like Groundhog Day.
Mike, why don't I get this kind of reception?
Well, because, you know, you're here almost every week, and Ash is like, the last time he was here, we were in the other studio. So that says something. So Ash is going to get this kind of welcome reception, because I won't see him again until next Groundhog Day. I don't know. It might not be Groundhog Day, but anyway.
We hope not.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for taking time and doing what you do. So, Ash, tell us about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Virginia in generalities. You know, pretend that the people that are watching or viewing have no clue what Big Brothers, Big Sisters is and how you impact our community. And then we'll talk about some upcoming events.
Well, we're the greatest of all time. We're saving kids' lives every day.
Yep, absolutely.
But we do it through mentorship. For those who don't know, we're a mentoring organization. Excuse me. Big Brothers Big Sisters of America is the largest and oldest mentoring organization in the country, started in 1904. We've been providing our services to this community since 1972.
Wow.
And we have two programs in which we mentor kids who are facing adversity, our community-based program, our site-based program. Both are great programs that benefit kids. You know, what we don't talk about enough is the benefit to the volunteers in our programs, too. So we're making a difference here in Central Virginia, and excited to be here and be here on the radio sharing it.
Now, about how many kids do you serve in any given month or year?
Yeah, well, we look at annual numbers and okay. how many kids we serve per year. Right now, we're about 120, 130 okay. kids per year that we're serving. And that's, again, through both programs.
Okay.
You know, our national organization kind of changed our strategy a few years back, and it's less about the numbers and really making sure that the kids that we are serving, that we're really making an impact on. And so I feel good about that. I feel good that the kids who are in our program are really having their lives changed. being encouraged to reach their full potential.
And, absolutely.
You know, feel great about that.
Do you need mentors? Do you need bigs?
We always need bigs, Mike. You know that.
Yep.
This isn't my first time on this show, and we've talked a lot about that. But, yeah, I mean, obviously the greatest day will be when we have a waiting list of volunteers and instead of a waiting list of kids. But that is not the case now. We have probably roughly 30 kids or so on our waiting list.
Wow.
Who are in need of a positive, caring adult role model in their life. And, you know, what we do is we go out and recruit and work with our partners in the community to find a mentor for every child that needs one. We're always working, and any family that is hearing us right now and wants to get their child enrolled, just because we have that waiting list, that should not discourage you from coming to see us.
Yeah.
We're always working, and we will find a mentor for every child in our program.
That's fantastic. So tell us about the kids. Tell us about how you've impacted their lives, and what all you guys do. And then the follow up question to that is going to be, you know, what is the time commitment for bigs? And I think they'll be surprised.
Yeah, I'll actually reverse that and talk a little bit about the commitment first.
All right. So sure.
for volunteers entering the program. For our community-based program, which is our staple program. That's what most people know Big Brothers, Big Sisters to be. That's where the volunteers picking a child up at home and going out into the community and participating in various activities. For that program, we're asking for 12 months right off the bat, and we're asking that you see the child roughly 8 to 10 hours per month. And I'll be honest with you, at first people are taken aback by that level of commitment. However, right now we have an average match length in that program of over 36 months.
Okay.
So what's that say to you? What that says to me is once volunteers are engaged with the child and developing that relationship, they're going three times beyond their initial commitment. That tells me that they feel supported and they're seeing the fruits of their labor.
Sure. And it doesn't have, you don't have to take them to an amusement park every single time. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to take them to anything big all the time. It's, you know, it's just hanging with them and spending time with them and caring about them.
Correct. I'm glad you said that, too, because a lot of people think, well, I don't have the money to, you know, always go do something special. And that's not the kind of mentors we're looking for. In fact, you know, a lot of these kids come from homes where they don't see what everyday productive adult life is like.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to cook your meals on a Sunday, go grocery shopping, cook your meals, do that kind of thing. Just have your child, your little with you and spend some time doing that and show them, you know, it's not always about going to the movies or going out to dinner or going to the circus or what have you. It's about doing things that responsible adults need to do on an everyday basis. And that's the best mentoring that a mentor can show a child. So, and, you know, we talked a minute ago about the commitment of 8 to 10 hours spent a month with the child. Again, at first, I think our potential mentors are like, ooh, that's significant. And it is. But what we have found is that, again, once volunteers are engaged in building that relationship, that 8 to 10 hours per month comes easy. I mean, we're not asking people to punch a time clock. What we're asking for is you to be consistent presence in the child's life. And, you know, the 8 to 10 hours a month is a general guideline.
Right.
Again, you're not signing a time sheet, but it's there to kind of emphasize the fact that we want you to be considerate of the family and the child, be consistent presence in their life and spend some good time with them.
Now you have an upcoming event it's a fundraising event for Big Brothers Big Sisters. Tell us about that.
Bowl for Kids Sake.
There you go.
You've been there, Mike.
I have.
We've been running this event for 35 plus years, I think. I got pictures which is awesome. Pictures that, you know, back from the early 80s.
Wow.
Where they had the rounded edges on the on the photograph. You know what I'm talking about. But I've seen some
I remember you had a really big mustache. And it was like, it was flowing. It was really, really amazing.
Mike, I don't know. I'm going in and out with facial hair. I'm clean shaven right now or close to it. Yeah. But we've been running this event a long time. I've had a lot of facial hair decorations throughout those years. But this event is kind of a staple event of Big Brothers Big Sisters nationwide, I would say, out of the 300-plus Big Brothers Big Sisters organizations across the country. I'd say at least 200 of them are doing a Bowl for Kids' Sake. Ours has been in place a long time. It may not be quite what it used to be. I mean, I think bowling is not really kind of what it was when this event was started in the 70s or 80s. But it's still a neat event, and we depend heavily on our corporate partners to come out. And, it's a nice time for them to do team building stuff with their employees and see each other in a different light, I guess. But it's also great for families. It's a decent price to come in and bowl for a couple hours. Obviously, you can feel good about your support going to a good cause like ours.
Absolutely.
But we'll be at Ford Hill Bowling Center on April the 5th. We do two-hour bowling slots, 11 to 1, 1 to 3, 3 to 5. We've got sponsors involved. Check us out online or just give us a call, but we always need bowlers.
And you can go to bigcva.org, and there's a banner right on the left-hand side for Bowl for Kids' Sake. And as Ash mentioned, Saturday, April the 5th, you still have time to register. Click right there on the Bowl for Kids' Sake page, and you've got door prizes as well.
Yeah, we give a bunch of prizes out during the day, it'll be a fun time.
Very, very cool. And then what's the next event that you have coming up after that?
Well, we have our poker run,
yeah.
And in fact, this year, we've got two poker runs. Nice. Smith Mountain Lake Boaters Association has been running one for many, many years. Theirs is in May. Ours has traditionally been in August.
Okay.
But they, for some reason or another, are not running one, and so we stepped in and took their planned weekend, and we're going to be running two poker runs this year up at Smith Mountain Lake.
Excellent.
And I think it'll will obviously be a good thing. We'll be exposed to maybe a different audience than we've had in the past.
Yeah.
But Boaters Association has been great and kind of helping us get in touch with their folks to get them involved. So, but it's a good way for us to make a little bit extra money this year. We kind of need it. We have an aggressive budget. We're hiring someone here in the next couple of or next month or so for our programs because we need extra help. We're serving more kids. So we got a lot going on, man. And so just trying to find a way to fund it all.
Do you need volunteers for anything?
Yeah, we always need volunteers to serve as mentors or to help us run our events or, we got two interns right now, one from U of L, one from LU. And so we depend heavily on free labor. So anybody that wants to volunteer and help out a good organization, give us a call. Come see us. We'll put you to work.
Absolutely. And if you have students, if you have service hours out there and you'd like to get involved, you can learn more at bigcva.org. Ash, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
No, thank you.
No,
for
really?
Thank you. Everything that you do.
You know what? Thank both of you guys.
No, thank you, Chris.
Oh, wait, Chris is here.
Chris is
about that.
Chris is here from United Way of Central Virginia. Chris, how are things going at the United Way? And you guys have some big upcoming events as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Things are rolling right along at United Way. Ash here is just one of 24 separate partner agencies that we have that are supported by United Way's annual fundraising campaign. They're all doing wonderful work, and all of that is based here locally. So you have all of these 24 agencies are supporting children and also adults here in the local community. Our pillars are health, education, basic human needs, and financial stability. It's a pretty broad umbrella. We are, your biggest vehicle for community support.
Absolutely. Now, we've talked about this before, the United Way is a fundraising arm, a fundraising catch-all, if you will. You guys can focus on the fundraising, and that money gets sent out to your partner agencies so they can focus on what they do, and you can focus on what you do.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't have put it better. You know, it frees up some of that time, some of that, you know, you only have so much bandwidth.
Yeah.
And it frees those partner agencies up so that they can spend more time doing their wonderful programs and less time fundraising.
Sure. So you can learn more about what the United Way does at unitedwaycv.org. You have a couple events that are coming up.
We do indeed.
Tell us about those.
Yeah, so the main one coming up first is going to be our 5K on the runway event. That is in April also. That is April 26th. And that is, of course, a 5K, and it is down at Lynchburg Airport, and you get to run directly on the tarmac down there, which is terrific. And I think as we've commented on in previous segments, it's a nice flat course, a lot of fun, moves right along real fast, but a terrific and very unique event.
Yeah, if you're a runner, and if you've run and you've run all the 5Ks in this market, this is the only one that is literally level flat.
Yep.
I mean, you could put a level out there, and it will not be half a bubble off plumb. It will be right flat level, and it's a fast course too.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. And, you know, it, like I said, things move right along. I think it's a combination of the flat course and the excitement. But, yeah, everything moves right along down there at that 5K. And that, of course, is a fundraising event as well. But it's also a fun event. So, you know, why not put the two things together, support the community, and do something fun?
Absolutely.
And I will also mention that we do also, for that one event there, have a need for volunteers as well. Mm-hmm. So I think we, last I checked, needed another 40 or 50 or so volunteers. Okay. So the sign-up link for that is also in the same webpage there with our sign-up to actually register for the race itself.
Gotcha. So it's the United Way 5K on the runway. That is coming up. So register today if you want to run the race, or if you just want to be a spectator, or if you want to volunteer. You get some really cool swag as well for doing all of that. So it's the fifth annual. And this the neatest thing about this particular race, beyond you're running on a freaking runway. Okay, you're at the airport. If you tried to do that any other time, you would have armed people chasing after you. You would have jeeps and trucks and tanks and every no, probably not. But you would have,
I don't know,
somebody
how secure the Lynchburg Airport is.
You would definitely have security. They're pretty diligent, and you will be taken down to the ground. But this you can run on the tarmac, and there some neat things happened at previous 5Ks on the runway. There was a touch and go from an Air Force jet that just came in while people are running on the taxiway on the main runway. There was a touch and go, and that was just thrilling. There were flyovers. There were all kinds of really, really cool stuff. Stuff you're not going to see or experience at any other 5K. So register for this one, the United Way 5K on the runway. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to volunteer for any of these things, or if you'd like to learn more, go to unitedwaycv.org. It's Way Wednesday. Chris, Ash, thank you so much for taking time today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
It is the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's Wednesday. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, millions of remote workers are being required to return to the office. If you've been working from home for several years, it can be a rough transition. But luckily, we have some tips for you.
First of all, you'll need something to cover your legs and groin area. No, not a pillow. They're called pants. Make sure your pants come with a button and zipper, not a drawstring or elastic waistband. Secondly, you'll need to go back to taking showers. Yes, every day. With soap. The best thing about Zoom meetings was no one could smell you. And finally, the biggest adjustment will be commuting. You will curse and make cruel nicknames for other drivers. Don't feel guilty. They are also cursing and nicknaming you. On the plus side, all those extra hours spent in your car mean more time listening to the radio. Yeah. Good luck returning to the office. Don't forget your pants.
All right, let's go to viral videos. So there's an online prankster. His name is Charles Ross. Has another weird one going viral. A kid sat on a park bench and asked strangers to help tie his shoelaces. But the shoelaces were spaghetti.
Can one of you guys help me tie my shoes?
Do the usual cross. Bro, is this spaghetti?
You're funny. You're funny. You got me.
Look at that.
Why don't you break them?
Because they're actually spaghetti, aren't they?
The dog's eating my shoes.
Zach Woods from The Office and Silicon Valley posted a video the other day encouraging people to notice when someone's inner child shines through. Here's a great example. Somebody's doorbell camera caught an Amazon driver in Canada who saw a giant Nerf gun sitting on somebody's porch. And for 15 seconds, he was a little kid again. He pretended to shoot it, and the homeowner laughed through her doorbell cam. Here, listen.
Oh, look at this thing, man. What is it?
Like it.
There you go.
All right. Wow. Okay, a Southwest plane almost hit a private jet while landing at Chicago Midway International. Luckily, the pilot was able to pull up before the collision. Nobody was hurt. Here is the very calm interaction between the pilot and air traffic control.
Southwest 2504 going around.
2504, roger that. Can maintain 3000.
Tower Southwest 2504, how'd that happen?
How'd that happen? Let's see. A food influencer on TikTok has a video where she ate a $19 strawberry at a restaurant in Beverly Hills. A $19 strawberry. Okay. Why did that single strawberry cost $19? Well, it's from Japan.
Hello.
Hi. And it's the best strawberry she's ever had in her life.
This is a $19 strawberry from Erewhon. So we're going to eat it. It's from Kyoto in Japan. And apparently it's like the best tasting strawberry in the entire world. So here we go. I don't even know how you open this. It's literally sitting on like a little tray. You gotta just eat it like this, right? Wow. That is the best strawberry. That's crazy. For one strawberry, $19 for one strawberry. It's actually the best strawberry I've ever had.
Good for you. All right. Skip that. Oh, here we go. The Price is Right is the longest running game show in U.S. history. More will be made today when they celebrate their 10,000th show. They're giving away $90,000. Here's the announcer, George Gray, and host Drew Carey with more on the historic show.
Come on down to the 10,000th episode of The Price is Right.
We're giving away a lot of money today.
$90,000.
Started in 1972. I watched it in college, and Price is Right just stood out because it was people going bananas.
Oh, my God!
It's a really good cross-section of America.
We've had over 75,000 people hauled on down.
We've given away over $300 million in cash and prizes. It's been one of the best experiences in my professional life. No matter how my day is, as soon as I get the Price Right, walk through the door, it all goes away.
Now, what a show!
Let's just vibe it all day.
On our 10,000th episode of The Price is Right.
All right. And make sure you spay or neuter Drew Carey. Warner Brothers is asking a town in Oklahoma to tear down its giant lamp leg. Yes, a giant replica of the one in the movie The Christmas Story. A Christmas Story. It's even propped up on a shipping crate. Here's Jim Cohen of Chickasha County Community Foundation on how it's not going down without a fight.
The leg lamp has worked, okay? We're not trying to infringe upon anything. The ones that hate this thing, they didn't want to understand. They were just like, oh, I told you we're going to get sued, told you we're going to get sued. And the reality is there has been no lawsuit. But the biggest thing is this isn't an amusement park. It didn't cost you $20 to come in and see the world's largest leg lamp. The only thing we're selling is officially licensed merchandise. So there is no infringement. It's a piece of art that is not owned by the city. It's owned by the Chickasha Community Foundation, and the land that it's on is owned by the University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma.
Interesting. Well, in 2019, Warner Brothers had even denied permission for the town to construct it. The biggest question is why? Why would a small town in Oklahoma have a giant lamp leg from the movie that took place in Indiana and was filmed in Ohio and Canada? I don't know. Anyway, too much to think about. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Let's see, which one do we want? Okay, here we go. Here's comedian Brian Regan talking about the time he was interviewed, but they thought he was another Brian Regan.
You know, there's another Brian Regan in show business. It's a true story. He's a screenwriter, and he's really good. He wrote 102 Dalmatians and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and all these other good movies. But I didn't know about him. I was out on the road, and these people said, you want to do a local TV interview? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. They say, we want to do it out in front of the movie theater. I'm like, okay. Yeah, we want to have the 102 Dalmatians logo behind us during the interview. Okay. Does that look good on camera or something? So we're sitting in the little wooden chairs, and he goes, so tell me about the movie 102 Dalmatians. You know, that's a lot of dogs jumping around. You know it's going to be fun. How will 102 Dalmatians be different from 101 Dalmatians? I'm not a math expert. I'm going to guess three dogs.
All right. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Go ahead. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition. Coming up, we have, well, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in news, and then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Get $2 pints of Destination American Lager all this week at Three Roads and Ballad Brewing.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Where's that? It was right there. Okay, here we go. A 23-year-old woman in New Hampshire named Kelly Tedford was arrested after she peed on quinoa at a grocery store. Grocery store called the Monadnock Food Co-op. I guess that's in the community. Earlier this month, and it was very intentional, by the way, she reportedly soiled multiple products, including raw walnuts, organic coconut shreds, organic cornmeal, three types of quinoa, red, white, tricolored. Now it's all tricolored. It's yellow. Kelly recorded herself doing it, then put the items back on the shelf and posted the footage on an OnlyFans page. Oh my God. Good Lord. No, this one.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Exactly. She charges $6 a month for access. She did it many times, not just at the store, but other places in the area. Police say she's been posting similar pee videos since at least 2015, or 2021, sorry. No, 2021. I was reading below. I attempt to proofread while I'm reading, while I'm actually reading you the story. And below, the next line is, the co-op lost $1,500 in merchandise and with the cost of cleaning and all that kind of stuff. There are probably additional damages at other places. They haven't said where. Kelly was charged with criminal mischief, a felony, and could face additional charges. The investigation is ongoing. Some reports say she was an employee at the co-op store, but the store issued a statement and they said she was not affiliated with the market. Another report said that she worked at a plumbing supply company. In any event, she wasn't getting rich off of any of these quinoa videos. Let's see her mug. Let's not give her any further publicity because it's just disgusting. All right. Do we have audio? Is it sounds of peeing? How about this? Yeah, we played that one. Let's do this one. A 35-year-old man in Florida was arrested after waving a Chucky doll at shoppers in a market. Apparently, it was a little disturbing. Here are the police confronting and arresting Rit Arias.
We have people calling, and you really have no reason to be in the area.
I understand that.
Go on your way, and don't cause another issue.
They called us again.
Yes. What did I do?
I don't know. What happened?
I was just walking.
You didn't talk to anybody?
You want to bet? Look, with all this.
No, I don't need to bet with you, man.
We got called that you were chasing people with this doll.
Okay. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 9-year-old kid in Staten Island named John Michael Pasquale had a stroke in 2023 and almost died. He was 9 years old. But 17 months later, he finally returned to school on Monday and got a very big welcome back. All the kids and teachers lined up in the hallway and cheered for him. Here's the applause that he got. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It is their United Way 5K on the Runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local,
global,
radio.
434.